Hello, sports world. This is your host, always and forever will be doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III, but you can call me Frankie. And you are now tuning into the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. And right now, it's just a service announcement, okay? NFL season is over. It's gearing back up. You haven't heard from the Real McCoy Sports Podcast in a while. You know, I'm still fine-tuning things. This is a new network. It's a new show. New podcast. Getting the kinks out. Took 2-3 years, but it's getting there. And for now on, for all you the Real McCoy fanatics, fans, supporters, etc., the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network will now cover all major sports, generally, To let it be known, my first love is basketball. However, the Real McCoy Sports Podcast got its kickoff covering the NFL, National Football League. Reason being is because my age, 35 years old, I prefer to watch NFL. I like NFL more than I do watching NBA. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love NBA. NBA was what I tried to get into my whole life. But I do love NBA. I just like good NBA. A lot of NBA games aren't good, but I will be covering NFL, NBA, MLB, minor UFC, minor fighting sports, minor boxing, minor, you know, hockey isn't my niche per se, but I will cover it generally. Scores, summaries, highlights, updates, breaking news, that sort of thing. But as far as where my head is at right now, I'm trying to get you guys back in. You know, I miss you guys. You know, I miss the Real McCoy fanatics. The Real McCoy Sports Podcast fanatics. I miss all of that. And you know, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. As you know, let's start with the NFL. You know, we got this coronavirus pandemic, which it's shocking everybody. It's throwing us all for a loop. Sports world is in disbelief, in disarray. We don't know what's going to happen. But am I optimistic a little bit? A little bit pessimistic, a little bit optimistic. But I do think we're going to have sports. I just think it's going to be in a compact version of itself. NFL, I don't know if that's going to start on time. I'm optimistic, but I think that probably is the only sport that will go full length. NBA, they're supposed to come back and rush this last season. This 2020 season. 2019-2020 season. But I think they should have just given it up. I think they should just wrap it up and call it a wrap and just throw that in the bag and chalk it as a lost season. But they're going to try to finish it. What are my thoughts? What do I think? What do you say? What do you know? Paulie Walnuts. Well, first of all, you guys might want to know, who do I think is going to win it all? Well, before the Avery Bradley opted out of coming back to Orlando, I thought, I like the Lakers. Overall, I like the Lakers. Even though I think Clippers and Lakers talent-wise are even. But I weigh a couple things heavily more than others. And one of those things is Lakers are extremely taller than the Clippers. And in basketball, sometimes that might matter, especially when you got the best player in the league, LeBron, on your team. That's going to push you over. What does that mean? You miss a shot, you got JaVale McGee. You got Anthony Davis constantly grabbing the rebounds. I'm pretty sure they got another player that's tall. And LeBron. But the Bradley thing, I don't know. For some reason, it just rubs me the wrong way. I want to take the Clippers over them, but it's just like baseball. I'm a big bettor, connoisseur. Everyone knows that. I love betting. Sports. In my opinion, that's the one game besides craps at a casino that you can honestly say you have a 50-50 chance of winning. Blackjack, I get 20. The dealer hits four times and gets 21. As we say in San Francisco and around the world, different places, where do they do that at? But you cannot call them a cheat. Anyways, just like baseball, you always want to bet on the team with the better pitcher. Now, when it comes to basketball, if the teams are evenly matched, I go to if they're evenly matched, who has the better superstar? And I usually go with that team and pick that team. Just like Jordan, if he was to go against any team that's evenly matched, I'm picking the Bulls because they got Jordan. The thing with LeBron is he's tricky. He is the best player. I'm not going to say he's not the best player. Everyone's saying Kawhi, KD, they cannot handle LeBron. And if LeBron didn't have to worry about guarding the whole team, he could lock down. I don't know. I'm making excuses for him because, I don't know, he hasn't played good D his whole career, but he always had the potential. At moments, he shows you, yeah, I can lock this guy down. I can lock the whole league down. But he doesn't play defense all the time. But that doesn't mean he cannot do it. But I don't know. Lakers might fall fate to a problem LeBron has on all his championship loss teams. Not enough shooting. Danny Green, he's a pest. He's supposed to be a three-point shooter. I don't know. I felt he was a little dirty against us and the Warriors. But he's streaky, very streaky. Very streaky, more cold than hot. Misses a lot of shots. He'll knock some down, but he'll miss a lot of shots. Now, they're thinking about getting J.R. Smith. I like that pickup because LeBron's familiar with him. They have chemistry. I actually like J.R. more than Bradley, but Bradley, he focuses and hones down on defense more than J.R., even though I think J.R. is probably a better defender. I don't know. About even. But offensively, I'll take JR. It's just JR sometimes gets passive when he plays with LeBron. Just always wants to pass him the ball back. Every time he gets the ball, hey, LeBron, let me give it right back to you. I want to see that New York Knicks JR. Who is going to pull? From every time he gets the ball, he's going to pull. Because I feel like you keep the defense honest and unexpected on defense. Oh, what is he going to do? Damn, we got to watch him. But what about LeBron? What about AD? But the Clippers scare me because they play more like a team. They're more in tune. They have a better rhythm. But you can't deny LeBron and the LeBronettes, with the exception of Anthony Davis. He's not a LeBronette. Because when he was with the Cavs, it was the LeBron and the Cavaliers. It was no sidekick. I don't care what Kyrie. I'm not a big Kyrie Irving fan. Can he ball? Is he an all-star? Yes. He's not as good as, I don't think he's as good as everybody makes him to be. Now, I think he's a product of the defensive rules in the NBA and the whistles from the NBA. Not as much as Harden, though. I won't make that claim. Harden! Harden! Harden is like a Catholic priest with the police on speed dial. They're going to be here in a minute. The whistles are coming. But I don't know. So it's either out of the Lakers or the Clippers. Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, you're never going to win with them. I don't care who you have. And I actually like their team. Their team is pretty good. Their team is damn good. Giannis, you need a jump shot. You need to make the shot. And if you don't have a shot, they're not going to respect you. I don't care what you do in the regular season. Because I'm 6'2". I still ball here and there. Not competitively. I still ball. But I can guard you. And what I mean by I can guard you, I'm not guarding you out there on the three-point line. I'm not guarding you by the free throw. Go ahead. I don't care if you make one or two or three. I bet you won't make four, five, six, seven. And I bet you we win the game. The main thing against Giannis Antetokounmpo, take the drive away. Just pack the key. Make them shoot. Now, a lot of people say, oh, this is a big misconception in basketball. Yes, you can work on your shot. Yes, you can get it better. But if you're just an atrocious shooter, especially that tall, especially the way you play where you're dribbling up the court and then you want to pull up and all that, if you ain't got it, you just don't got it. And if you been in the league for years and you don't have it, what makes people think, oh, he's going to have it next year? Or he's going to have it 2 years? Ben Simmons, oh, he's going to develop his shot. No, he will never have a good shot. He can have an okay shot, a la case in point, Jason Kidd. Now, he was nowhere near as bad as these guys, but he wasn't a great shooter until he got old. Then he said, oh, I got to work on my shot. Maybe his legs kind of, it's a thing with shooting. Maybe his legs kind of like, he lost a little umph on his legs, and maybe that helped his shot, Jason Kidd. Maybe he jumped too hard. Sometimes the best jumpers aren't the best shooters, but Michael Jordan, you know, there's always exceptions to the rules. But a lot of times, people who jump really well, it messes up the jump shot. But let's get back to the topic. I like Toronto. I like Toronto. I like them when they beat us. And my team, I'm from San Francisco, California. You call it Golden State Warriors. We're San Francisco Warriors now. We used to be anyway, and now we're back in San Francisco at the Chase Center. But I like Toronto. And I guarantee you, if they had Giannis, whoa, with the same pieces, if they didn't get rid of anybody, man, I like them better. It'll be close with them in L.A. I think they could have beat L.A. Maybe. The jury's still out on Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is an underperformer. I can't call him soft. I can't call him weak. I mean, everybody knows he's not weak. I'm a big Anthony Davis fan. But he just gets quiet. I just want to see that. People say dog. I say energy. I say attitude. Not dog. I want to see attitude. I want to see you get mad, Anthony Davis. I want to see you throw a tantrum. That's how I know you care. But if you held a gun to my head and said, pick a team. If I had to choose. This is going against what I believe in. Because I'm a big Kawhi fan. I like what the Clippers are doing. I'm picking the Lakers. If I had to. They got too much talent. I'm going to ride with LeBron one last time until he proves me wrong one more time. And then that's it. I'm done with him. But LeBron, I think you can do it. Now, that's NBA for you. And I'm your host, once again, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. All right? Now, let's get to the NFL. Now, I'm going to cover a few things that's going on, and then that'll be it for today. Hope everyone's safe. Hope everyone's wearing a mask. And let's get back to it, Frankie. Now, NFL, my 49ers. I didn't cover the Super Bowl. Shame on me. I didn't cover the championship. Shame on me. I didn't cover some of the offseason moves. Shame on me. But I'm here now. Praise on me. Now, Jamal Adams is available. Safety from the Jets. Should we get him? Yay, nay. I want him. I like Tart. I got to go back and look at the tape. And then I can make a more educated statement. But for right now, somebody messed up that deep pass. I'm hearing Mosley. I got to go back and look at it. I'm hearing Mosley, but it had to be a safety too. That bomb that was on 3rd and 15. If you stop that, we'd probably win anyway. We probably win. Now, somebody messed that up. I don't care who it was. Somebody got to go. If we can get Jamal Adams, somebody messed up that deep pass. Somebody got to go. I like Jakarski Tart. Does he have to go? I'm not sure. But somebody has to go. I want him. Jamal Adams, I would take him. Now, who else we got? What other business do we have? George Kittle wants us to break the bank. Please do not break the bank. Please. George Kittle, please understand. We're trying to win. Please. We know you played really well. Really well. Extremely well. But we have to have money for other people too. All right? I love you, Kittle. But first of all, yeah, you had a great season last year. We definitely want to compensate you, but we don't want to break the bank, all right? We definitely want to compensate you. You earned it, but we don't want to break the bank. And what you have to do, and you have to understand, is you got to give us one more of those seasons. Let me see one more. You gave us one. The year before that wasn't like last year. So we need one more. And then I want them to pay you. One more year. Please, can we win the Super Bowl this year? And then we're going to break the bank. And then we're going to slap you with $1 trillion. All right? Now, we picked up Trent Williams. Yay. Hooray. I love him. He's a beast. He's going to help our run game, help our pass game. Got some key addition. Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, Javon Kinlaw, the little white receiver Fink. They say he's good. We'll see if he makes the team. Got some other weapons. Pettis, I want to see you ball out this year or get the hell out of here. All right? Hurd, you got to show us something. They've been raving on you like you the next Randy Moss. Show us something, Hurd, please. We got to win the Super Bowl this year. Can we sign Antonio Brown? Can we sign AB? Oh, he's a head case. Yeah, I really like him. Everyone knows he's one of my favorite living receivers that's still, well, he's not playing, but playing active. I like AB. He fits our offense. He gets out of breaks fast. He cuts. He gets open. That's what we need. Even though Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't probably hit him if he went deep because he's too fast. That's what we need. I think that'll put us over. And any other moves? Rodgers might be available next year. I definitely want him. He's my favorite quarterback in the NFL. Garoppolo, this is the year where you have to show us something. You got to show us something, Garoppolo. You messed up. You messed up the bag. You dropped the ball, and you messed up the bag last year. You had a Super Bowl. You had the ring in the bag. You messed up the bag. You cut it open, and it fell out in the fourth quarter. Now, who do I think the top teams will be? Tampa Bay, the jury's still out. Tom Brady is with Tampa Bay, but the jury is still out. I don't see them having a running back. I don't see their defense totally great. All right, they got some good players. Barrett, they got some pretty good players. A few, less than three, less than four. All right. I don't see them being as good as everyone think. Maybe the year after. Okay, I think it's us. Saints will still be reputable. I don't think they'll be as good. Everyone always wants to crown them. I don't care if Sanders went over there, the wide receiver that we had. Go ahead, sell out. Now, I'm just joking. You know, everyone has the right to get their money. Go get your money. Could have stayed with us, though. Just a groupie. Want to jump around teams. Saints. NFC. Saints. Us, Saints. Seattle still will be Seattle. I don't know about the Eagles. Eagles are always, I don't know. Because I don't know if Wentz is going to get hurt. I don't know if DeSean Jackson is going to get hurt. I don't know if the defense is going to give up a million. There's a lot of I don't knows. Cowboys, I don't trust them. Now, they got Alden Smith. They definitely got Alden Smith on and cracking, baby. Alden Smith is on and cracking. But I don't trust their wide receiver core. Now, they did sign CeeDee Lamb. I thought we were going to grab him. They grabbed Kinlaw. I did see Kinlaw a little bit in college. I just started watching college about 3 years ago. I've always, glanced at it over the years growing up, but I never was a college football watcher or fanatic or whatever, supporter. I just started mainly because I needed more teams to bet on, sports betting. And that definitely fulfilled my hunger and need, the void. But ever since 3 years ago, I've been hook, line, and sinker. I like college football, and I see why everyone likes it. Every game is exciting. Every game counts. Yeah. So we'll be covering college football, if I haven't mentioned that. We'll be covering that as well. I'm big into college football now. You guys got me. You guys sold me. You won me. Won me over. Now, let's get to it. Cowboys, I don't see them being a juggernaut. I see them being in the playoffs, though. Do I? Maybe. Yeah, I see them. I see them in the playoffs, maybe. Now, who are other NFC teams? So Tampa Bay's in the mix, of course. I don't think will they make the playoffs? That is the big question. I think they will. I think they will. Because let me tell you this. Jameis Winston amidst everybody's beliefs, Jameis Winston is a damn good throwing quarterback. Like, really good. As we say in the Bay, hella good. It's just that he throws interception and makes mistakes. If you really watch the last 2 years, he puts up numbers. He gets buckets, as we say in basketball. He throws touchdowns. He gets in the end zone. He finds points. The main question is, where are the points going to go? His team or the other team? All right? That's the main question. But that being said, I say that to say, that Tampa Bay is a very capable team. That's why I mentioned that. They were a good team. And if it wasn't for Jameis Winston throwing interceptions, they could have made the playoffs last year. They were just as good as any team they played. And they were, like, literally in almost every game they played. With the exception, probably two or three games, 49ers, of course. Which he actually didn't look that bad until we start breathing down his neck, and then he gave up the cookies. But I see Tampa Bay. The Vikings are definitely going to slide down. They're going to have a downward spiral. I never liked Kirk Cousins. They lost Diggs as a wideout. I never liked them anyway. I never liked Vikings anyway. They were always a solid team, but they're going to drop down. Packers, it's a mystery, because after they disrespected Aaron Rodgers the way they did, I don't know. Is he going to ball out for him? Is he going to sabotage? Is he going to just throw a temper tantrum and say, I'm not going to play then? I don't know. It's too many unknowns with the Green Bay Packers. They could make the playoffs, though, because they got a solid. Anytime you got Aaron Rodgers, they got a solid offense and an okay D. Their defense was okay. The last 4 years, they were terrible. But last year, they pulled it together and were decent. Couldn't stop us, though. Now, anybody else, I might be forgetting a team, but I don't see the Rams are, they're a lost cause. They're forgotten stepchild. We forgot about them. They're no more. They're no longer. That's done. That McVay era was a fad, like Pogs when I was little. That was a fad. We grew out of the Rams. Atlanta's nobody. Julio, you might want to go. Now, AFC, who are a couple teams I like? Baltimore Ravens. Of course, Kansas City Chiefs. They're my favorite to go back to the Super Bowl. 49ers are my favorite. If Debo comes back on time, if we can get a big-name receiver, maybe even one more secondary, the Jamal Adams trade, then I take us as the Super Bowl favorites. San Francisco 49ers. But the AFC, I see Baltimore. I see Kansas City. Tennessee Titans. Will they go back to the playoffs? I'm not so sure. They could spiral down, or they could stay the same. I'm not sure. So we have Baltimore, KC. Who else do we have? Excuse me. Tennessee. And it's just not a lot of teams that I'm in love with over there. Is it just me? Or is the AFC? It's just turning into the East and the NBA. The Bills are going to be in it. No doubt about that. Buffalo has a solid team. I like Buffalo. They remind me of a knockoff San Francisco 49ers. Without the major running that we do. They do a little running too. Yeah. Who else do I see? I see. I'm going to leave it at that. Baltimore, KC, Tennessee. And we're going to leave it like that. And that's the only real threats in the Buffalo, of course. KC, Buffalo, Baltimore, Tennessee. I think that's the four core, the core four. All right. And once again, let's bring up this note with the police brutality going on. Black lives. I don't know why Black Lives Matter gets like that's the main stamp for black issues. Black Lives Matter. That's the main organization. Every time there's black issues, which it is not. When I first heard Black Lives Matter, by the way, I am a black man, half black, half Cape Verdean Portuguese. But whenever I hear, when I first ever heard of Black Lives Matter, I just thought it was just a saying that Black Lives Matter. But then, oh, I hate those Black Lives Matter people. All right, we got this issue going on. Issues with the flag, issues with this, issues with that. You know, it's long overdue, much needed. And let's get into that, and that segues into the Kaepernick situation. I'm optimistic. I believe he's going to get signed this year, especially with everything that's going on, the riding and everybody backtracking and changing their tune on kneeling now. Now they're changing their tune. What, you got an epiphany all of a sudden? No. They just got called out, and their product got threatened. Their livelihoods got threatened. Their everyday way of living that they were used to got threatened. That's what it was. Oh, that's why we're going to say we're okay with it. You're not okay with it. You weren't okay with it. You're a racist then. You're a racist now. You're a bigot then. You were a bigot now. Drew Brees made some comments about, oh, I don't respect anybody that disrespects the flag, the national anthem. You're going to say that right after a man was kneeled on his neck and killed. You're going to say that like literally days after that, knowing that it's a sensitive topic at the moment. You make that statement. That says a lot. And then you want to backtrack when you get the backlash. Then you want to backtrack and say, oh, you know, yeah, what I said was wrong. First of all, let's put some perspective on it. Let's be real. This is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. Frankie wants you to be real with yourself. First of all, Drew Brees, you're one of the oldest players in the league. You and a couple others, Tom Brady and a couple other players that are really old as dirt, old as dust. You know better. You've been playing with black people your whole life. You know better. You knew better. You knew it, that what the issue was going on, but you still said what you said, and then you got called out on it. Your own wide receiver, Michael Thomas, called you out. Another teammate called you out right away, and I applaud those efforts. I applaud that, Michael Thomas. I appreciate that. My brother put him in his place. And then when I first heard that, I was like, is Drew still going to play for them after that? Because this isn't going to go well. But then I told myself, nah, I know this kind of pedigree of this type of person. He's going to try to slither and weasel his way out of it and retract and redact everything he said. Oh, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. It's too early. I don't want a quick apology. If someone's racist like that, I don't want a quick apology. It's going to take you over a year to earn this back from me. And I'm definitely going to check you in person first before I accept any apology. So that was Drew Brees. But then you have a lot of sports aficionados and analysts say that Drew Brees is really a good guy in real life. Yeah, there's a lot of covert racist, and he's one of them. Covert. There's a lot of overt racist, openly. Like, don't even, you're touching me, N-word. You're over there. I need 60 feet. Give me 60 feet distance. Now, but do I think he is 100%? It really doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you're 10% racist. You're a bigot, you're a bigot. But I don't think he's one of those full-fledged with the ED, full-fledged, like I thought the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills was from the information I gathered when he first got in the league, you know? And then Fromm came out, quarterback from, was Georgia? Currently, he's a current backup for, it doesn't matter, I don't know. He's sorry anyway. But he made some comments about only rich white elites should own guns. And that's when I was like, oh, this is worse than Drew Brees. There's nothing he could say to me that can make me think he's not a racist. Drew Brees, that wasn't like an overly racist comment, but for somebody that knows better, that's why I say it's racist. Because Drew, you know better. You've been around black people. You donated. You this, you that. We respect you. That's why it hurts so much. But let's get back to Fromm. Now, he said what he said. We know he's a racist. He's one of those white hoods, burning cross racists. He's one of them. So, you know, we have a different culture. My culture, if I was his teammate, because I did play football in high school and Pop Warner. He's getting a beat down. The only way I'm not fighting him is if the coaches get wind of it or some stupid teammate breaks it up before I can get to him. But you're going to get it. Oh, you would have got it. I do not deal with that. The main culprit, Riley Cooper. Oh, you guys don't remember this, but it was years ago. And he was teammates with Michael Vick. And this was when Michael Vick was fresh out of prison. So, he, so to speak, had a stick up his butt. He was a puppet. Yeah, yes, massa. Anything you say, I'm just glad to be free. And that's the attitude he had. I love Vic. I love Vic then. I love him now. I understood why he did what he did. You know, he's trying to get his brand and career back on track. You know, he got dead dirty. He got dead dirty. If I was his friend, Vic, that would have been me doing the time instead of you. Just take care of me when I get out. How you let him do the time when he's a star quarterback, black quarterback? One of the best we've ever seen, athletic. Nobody's going to ever run like Vic. I don't care what you guys say about Lamar Jackson. He was not Vic. Victor is what we call him. Vic. Everybody loved Vic. But you even had Vic. They forced him to come out and make a statement. Oh, I support Riley Cooper. He apologized and all. I knew Michael Vick didn't mean that. They were just forcing him. He had to say that. He was fresh out of prison. They gave him another shot. He had to have their back. And then later on, making the statement about Colin Kaepernick, I think he shouldn't wear the braids and cut his hair. You had braids, Negro. You were the one who started that, looking cool with the braids. And you the one who said that? Oh, that's when I knew coonery is took on a new form. The limits that these racist people ago. They catch a man when he's weak, wounded. At an opportune time for them to say, oh, we can use him as leverage. Now, I'm just giving you light on, you know, the totality of the ins and outs of the physical and the intellectual thinking of this issue, because I was born with it. A lot of you out there in the world that are not black can never understand. I don't care if you live by someone who was whipped every day in front of you and you disagreed. You still wouldn't understand what it is to be black in America. And I won't even say the world, because I'm pretty sure the whole world is racist towards black people. But the amount, the way it is structured and performed here in the U.S. is just at a higher level than everyone, I believe. But this issue, I feel like NFL lovers, this is going to change the atmosphere of the NFL. It's going to change the atmosphere of life for us, period. It's like it's getting to the point where we're at a point in society where we thought everyone was becoming equal, but that wasn't the case. But you're to a point now where things tangibly have to happen. Things actually have to happen. Changes actually have to be made. And so it's going to be crazy because you got people. I don't like using, you know, I don't like keep harping on the races of certain people, but you have people who lived a life they're living for so long, with the culture of the way they live for so long. Well, they're not going to give this up easy. It's not going to be, you know, this is going to get ugly. And then let's get shoot to NASCAR, shift to NASCAR with Bubba Wallace, the black driver, mixed driver. Anyone that I see that isn't Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle black, black garbage can black, you're not full black. So he's mixed race black. It doesn't matter. You're black, you're black. You got an ounce of black, you're black, you're black. Nappy hair, you're black. Now, found a noose in front of his garage after he said he wants the Confederate flag eliminated from NASCAR culture, period. And they did so. And then you got the racists. They poured out. Put a noose in front of his garage. Said it was there since October. He's lying. The Negro's lying. But sports is changing, people. Sports is changing. The people who actually have the power to do something are athletes. And we're at the time now where they're realizing that they have the power. Before, they probably didn't know or didn't care. But now they feel a responsibility to social issues and just the way of life. That's how I call it. So, let's shift back to the NFL now. Now, with that being said, you're going to see a lot of people kneeling. You're going to see a lot of owners kneeling, a lot of coaches kneeling, 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 kneeling. You're going to see that. I want to see Cap. So if we're going to see that, I want to see Cap. If you're going to see that, then are we going to see Cap? That is the question. To be or not to be. He better be playing. The LA Chargers coach Lynn said, oh, we're going to give him a workout, even though you got like 15 quarterbacks on the roster. Why does it take a black coach to bring you in? That was the first coach to say, I'm going to bring him in, black coach. It's a bad look, NFL. Lynn, are you just doing that to cover the NFL? Or are you just saying that to, oh, I got you, NFL? I don't know your reason. Maybe it's true. I don't know what people are seeing. Is it just me? Is it just my bias? Because I'm the real McCoy, so I admit, yeah, I got a bias. I just like Colin Kaepernick. I like the way he played. They couldn't touch him. Even the last year and a half where he didn't play so well, we had a weak team. They were so bad. They were bad. Tom Brady wouldn't look like that. And he still had 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. The league couldn't handle him. They never figured him out. They never did. It was just the 49ers trying to make him sit in the pocket too much. The last years, whoever was there, was it Mangini, Chip Kelly? I don't know who was there. I hate Chip Kelly. Oh, he's a racist. But will we see Cap? That's the question. And with that, we cap it up. And I'm your host once again, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie. And you just tuned in to the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN, Dream Podcast Network. And we thank you and hope you will tune in again soon. We love you, the Real McCoy Sports Fanatics. We hope you love us back. Take care. Goodbye.